give him a praise right now. Father, we thank you. We adore you. We thank you for all your blessings and all that you've done for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Turn around and shake hands with somebody you didn't shake hands with a while ago. Let me ask you a question. When did you learn to count? Huh? Sometimes before we went to school, and especially after we got in school, you know, when I started to school down in Texas, they didn't have kindergartens. You started to school, if you had to be 6 on the first day of September or before, you didn't start school. There wasn't no kindergartens. Well, my birthday's the 3rd day of September. But all through school, they had me listed at what age I was on September the 1st. So that meant all the way through school, I was always a year behind what I really was in age-wise. And, you know, when I got to junior high school, I started finding out that I run with the kids in the grade above me because they were all, you know, they were my age. The kids in my class were younger than I was. But, you know, you learn to count. First of all, you start out, you usually start out at home, and mom and dad are to get you to count 1, 2, 3, and then you'll jump to 7, and then 5, and, you know, how many remember that? Huh? Come on, be honest, you know. But you get to school, and you got to know, and you learn to count from 1 to 10, and then 1 to 100, and then you learn by 2s, and then you learn to count by 5s, and then by 10s, you know. But learning to count correctly is important if we're going to function properly in the world. You know, you better learn to count right if you're going to balance your checkbook. Because you get off a little bit and it just keeps getting worse and worse. So, you know, and spiritually speaking, we need to learn how to count things in the right way. Now, the Bible tells us several things. You know, we got to count it done when we pray. Mark 11:24, you all know it. I mean, if you've gone, now if you're just visiting here and hadn't gone here very long, you don't know that scripture. But if you've been around here very long, you know that scripture. It is one of our foundation scriptures. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you asked when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, there's instructions here, and it's critical that we learn the instructions. When you pray, you count it as done. Amen. I don't care whether you see it, feel it, touch it, taste it, whatever. See? Now, some people pray, and they go away, well, I believe I'll get it someday. You know, we got to get out of the someday syndrome. If you want to see your prayers answered, you got to count it done when you pray, whether you see it or not. Have you ever heard the expression, someday never comes? Yeah. Some people are always waiting for someday, and they never accomplish anything because they're always waiting for, you know, like a lot of people, they never get anything accomplished because they're always waiting for their boat to come in. And their boat never comes in. You got to go help your boat to come in. How many know what I'm talking about? See, if you're going to pray correctly, then you learn to count it as done when you pray. Amen. As far as you're concerned, it's done. Yes. You know, not so much anymore, it's not this way because there's so much done electronically, but back when I was growing up, it was important that you have, especially with my dad, because he traveled all the time, that he had a banking relationship with the banker. I know we were in California, and we had pulled the trailer out there with the 53 Oldsmobile, and now he wanted to buy a 55 Chevy 3/4-ton pickup to pull it with. And so he called Mr. Mike Mitchell at the First National Bank there in Garland. You're talking about 55, 56 era. And so he talked to Mike, and he said, "Mike, listen, I got a good deal. I want to buy this." And so Mike said, "Oh, go ahead, preacher, buy it. We'll take care of the paperwork when you get back. Just go ahead, and we'll handle everything." The minute he said that, Dad counted it as done. He went and bought the truck. Did he have any money? No. Did he see it in his account? No. All he had was the word of Mr. Mike Mitchell. He said, "Preacher, we'll take care of it." So Dad counted it as done. How many of you have ever asked somebody for something, and the minute they said, "Okay," you counted it as done right then? You never give it another thought. You counted it as done. Amen. Then why, when God tells us something, why can't we, in the Word of God, why can't we count it as done? That's a good question to ask ourselves. You know, in the same way, we need to learn to count it done when we pray. You know, where people miss it sometimes is after they pray, they are still waiting for the answer instead of counting it done. Somebody said, "Well, I prayed about it, and I'm just waiting on God." No. You prayed about it, then you count it as done and go around and act like it has been accomplished. You have to act like it's so before you see it. You have to count it done before you feel it. You have to count it done before it's ever a reality. You know, it's hard sometimes to count it as done whenever we live in such a natural world, and we're in a world where everything is see, touch, taste, you know. But yet, the Word of God talks about calling those things as be not as though they were, because God did. So we need to count it as done. Count it done comes before seeing it done. Tell your neighbor, counting it done comes before seeing it done. See, a lot of people, they want to see it first. "I'll believe it when I see it." Well, you ain't ever going to get it. Oh, pardon me. You are never going to get it. I'm sorry. I revert back to my colloquial speaking sometimes. But you have to learn to count correctly in school if you're going to pass math. If you're going to walk by faith and receive what God has for you, you're going to have to learn to count it done according to the Word of God before you ever see it. Counting it done when you pray takes the someday out of it and puts it into today. It's not someday. Now faith is. Not now faith is someday. Now faith is. It puts it into today. You know, actually counting it done when you pray takes the pressure off. Hello? Yeah. But the enemy will do everything he can to say, "Now, hey, you don't really think that's going to happen, do you?" He will try to keep you under the pressure. You got to tell him, "Hey, I don't think it. I know it. I count it done. God said it. I count it done." That's it. Now, if you want to know if a person is really counting it as done or not, be around them a little bit. Because when a person prays, asks God for something, and when they really count it as done, then everything after that is thanksgiving. Thanking him for it. Come on now. Don't look at me like that. Counting it done does not say I'm waiting on the answer. Have you ever talked with people and they said, well, I'm praying about this. I'm just waiting for the answer. Anybody ever talk to anybody like that? Yeah, a lot of us have. Counting it done says, I believe I have received it now. This is nothing more than just a little faith lesson just to pump you up a little bit, because this is the time of year when the pressure comes in and things come in. You're going to have to go and stand on the word of God and count it as done whether you can see it or feel it or not. Because, during this season, you're going to face a lot of challenges. And many people face challenges. And that's why I preached to you Sunday about don't get under pressure to spend more money than you need to. And we talked about that. But people get under pressure. Count it done when you pray. And when you do, you will go from there continually thanking God that it's done. We will pray, my wife and I together will pray and ask God for something. We know that at least twice a day we're going to pray over our food. And I don't care where I am, I don't care if I'm in a restaurant, I don't care if I'm with you, and many of you have been there. And when I'm praying over my food, I've already prayed and I ask God for a certain thing. Then I say, I thank you. That is, I don't ask for it again. I count it as done. I just give a thanks for it. Come on now. I thank God every time I pray for extra amount. We got a certain amount coming into Rhema every month, extra, over the top of everything else. Because we sit at the top and we know what the bills are and we know what needs to be prepared and we know how much money we got and so forth and so on. But I pray and ask about God about it. Then after that, it's thank you because I'm counting it as done. If a person that relative or friend, tells you that they're going to do something for you, your immediate response is thank you, because when they said it to you, you already counted it as done. So you said thank you. Is that correct? See, we need to treat God the same way. We need to count it as done. All right, now, as we look at this, have you ever prayed and believed when you prayed that you're going to receive it, but when you did that, all hell broke loose? I see lots of people. That happens because the enemy is trying to get you not to count it as done. Because he knows if he can get you in the other arena and not count it as done, it's not going to happen. Hello? Have you ever wondered what I do now? I got trouble on every side. And I just quoted the word. The word says this. So, hey, thank you, Lord, it's done. And now, whoom! The devil backed front end loader up and dumped it all on you, man. What do? You count it all joy. See, we're talking about counting. You count it done. Now you've counted it done and everything is coming in. you know, in rapid fire. You got to count it all joy. That's what James said. My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. King James, New King James, NIV says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Now, I'm talking about counting. We know how to count things, but whenever you're going through something, it may be not joy, it may not be joyful, but the Bible says, count it all joy. Count means to lead, to have the rule over. Command. Counting it all joy means to rule over the trial or the trouble that you're facing. Count it all joy means to have or think or consider your way joyful in spite of the circumstances. Oh, I didn't say it's easy. Because it's not. There are many times, as the head of this ministry, Kenneth Hagin Ministries, the head of the Ramas all over the world, the head of being the pastor, the head of this church, I have to count it joy when it's not joy. You know, hey, in a month's time, you lose 3 key employees that have vitally key roles. Now, I've been doing this for a number of years, so I'm not talking. I could be talking about something that happened 10 years ago, so nobody knows what I'm talking about. But remember, I've been doing this since 1974 when we started Rhema Bible School. And then in 85, we started the church. You know, there was one time that we started school with nobody in the admissions department but Lynette. Yeah. And then we had a big class then, too, because it was many years ago. Yeah. You better kind of, hey, the reason we didn't have nobody is because right in August we found out that nobody in the missions office had done anything. The curriculum wasn't ready. Nothing was ready. So we went in and started trying to put stuff together, and people got their feelings hurt and it was many years ago, some of them just quit, and some of the rest of them, they bucked up against me, and I said, there's the door, hit it. Now, some of you knew me back in the day when I was younger. Some of you that were students in class when I told you, EXIT, and don't let the door hit your backside as you go out. How many students was in my class? Look at the hands. So, you know, now here we are. That's August. The first of August, school starting in a month. The curriculum's not ready. Nothing is ready. Applications are laying there. Some of them hadn't even been read. Count it all joy. Now, the reason I brought that up is because I wanted to give y'all a vivid picture of Lynette and I, we have to count it all joy sometimes. And it's not joyful. I'll tell you, it wasn't joyful, you know, working from 8 to midnight, 1 o'clock every day for 20-something days in a row trying to get everything together. My wife came to me one day back in, what, sometime in the 80s, I guess. Said, well, everybody works in a correspondence school just walked out. except one person. You gotta be kidding me. You gotta count it all joy. Now, why I'm saying that? Why am I using myself? Because I want you to realize that it's not always a rosy path for me, just like it's not a rosy path for you. But the Bible says when you're in these things, you pray, you count them as done, and then when the circumstances come and all the junk comes, you still count it as joy. Actually, it said for you to count it for joy because it worked for you to have perfectness and wholeness and everything. Hello? You know, Christians got to learn to maintain joy in spite of whatever's going on. In other words, you need to learn to laugh. You need to learn to laugh at the devil. Now, it's been a few years back, but there was a whole lot of about laughing at the devil. One time we used to sing a song about here, something about laughing at the devil. I forget how it used to go, but yeah. You know, sometimes if you can't just actually laugh, you just say, ha, 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 ha. If you start out laughing in the flesh, you'll get over laughing in the spirit. You know, we got to laugh at the devil. You know, sometimes when things start going wrong, we'll look at one another and we just start laughing. Because we know if we continue to count it done and we count it all joy and laugh at the devil, he can't win anyway. All he's doing is throwing a bunch of roadblocks and a bunch of junk at you to try to get you out of counting it done. See the devil come at you telling you, well, it's not going to happen this time. Now, I know you've had it before, but hey, this is a different day. You need to tell him, hey, you come too late. Already counted it done, and now I'm counting it all joy, and I'm laughing at you, and just start laughing. See, you need to tell him, I'm not trying to get the answer, I already got it. You know, my dad, you'd be with him, he'd be praying, and all of a sudden, or actually sometimes just driving down the road in the car with him, and he's sitting over there, you're driving. He hadn't said anything to you for 2 hours. Now, some of you know him, you know that you could be with him for hours, and he might not say a word. That right, Craig? That's his grandson back there. Used to travel on the road with him. I've driven him. I had to drive him to Dallas. We had to go down there and take care of some family business. And we left Tulsa. And he hadn't said a word. We got to Atoka, and that's about halfway. And I said, hey, you want to stop for a minute? Whatever. So I stopped because I wanted to stop. I was driving. I figured he didn't care. He just said, whatever, you know. But he'd be sitting over there, and all of a sudden he just starts laughing. What are you doing? I'm laughing at the devil. Now we think about that and people say, oh, that's sort of funny. But hey, that's what we need to do. When you start counting all joy and let's start laughing at the devil, I'm going to tell you that down, disappointing, down depressing spirit is trying to get a hold of you. It goes out the window and the next thing you know, you're bubbling over. And see, during this time of year, people get down and they get depressed because of different things that happen. Hey, start laughing at the devil. Tell him, I'm not going to play your game. You're going to play my game. You guys that have been in athletics know that when you go on that field in football or in basketball, you want them to make them play your game. You don't want to play their game. If they're a team that's getting it up down the court fast, then you want to get it down. You want to slow them down, make them to be deliberate. See, so tell the devil, I ain't playing your game. You're playing my game. Get out of here and start laughing at him. Hello. You know, when you pray, count it as done. Count it all joy, no matter what happens. Anybody getting anything out of this? See, it's time that you believe your prayers are answered before they ever are. You count it done. It's time to be joyful in spite of whether you in a joy time or not. It's time to laugh at the devil when he's trying to do a number on you. See, you already have the victory anyway, so act like it. Enjoy life and laugh at the devil and learn that if you count it done and count it all joy, you're going to come out on the other side victorious. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm giving you 10 minutes back tonight. How about that, huh? But I think I spoke enough. Hey, did I help anybody tonight? Hallelujah. Everybody stand and let's just praise the Lord and just laugh at the devil for a minute. Ha, 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 ha. Devil, you can't keep us down. You can't keep us from rejoicing. I don't care what's happening. We count it all joy. Ha, 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 Mr. Devil. Glory. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Woo. And there comes the spirit of laughter. Oh, just rejoice a little bit. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Devil said it wasn't going to happen, but it is. Devil said you weren't going to make it, but you are. Devil said it's going to be a bad time of the year, but it's not going to be a great time of the year. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I just wanted to solder. Get you pepped up tonight and start counting it joy, because this is the time of year when so many people get under pressure and under into pressure. Don't have to be that way. Hallelujah. Count it done and count it all joy and laugh at the devil. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.